Model Chrissy Teigen was going through a hard pregnancy and overnight announced that she had lost her baby boy. These heartbreaking images are from Teigen's Instagram. Last weekend, she was hospitalized for what was described as excessive bleeding, bleeding that they were unable to stop. Teigen shared that news on Instagram and wrote, "Every day can't be full of sunshine. On this darkest of days, we will grieve, we will cry our eyes out, but we will hug and love each other harder and get through it." She and her husband, John Legend, have two other children together, and she also revealed the name of the baby was going to be Jack. Now, while the loss of a baby isn't a much talked about topic, it is far more common than many think, and today I talked to a doctor and another mother who has experienced miscarriage.
The March of Dimes estimates 10 to 15% of pregnancies results in a miscarriage, and more than 2.5 billion babies are stillborn each year. When I asked, psychologist Jessica Zucker says, "We need to talk about this."
But I have found in my own personal experience, having had a miscarriage myself, that when I did share my story, I had a lot of close personal friends and family support me, and there was a lot of comfort in that. So why do we need to be talking about this with others?
We need to be talking about this because one in four pregnancies result in miscarriage and one in 100 in stillbirth. This is not a disease. This is not something we can cure. So it's actually a common outcome of pregnancy.
The World Health Organization says feelings of stigma, shame, and guilt often emerge for women who go through a miscarriage. But as women, couples, and families, we can't forget there is help.
There are several organizations that exist to support people through this hardship. There's also, of course, you know, turning to psychotherapy or counseling. Many of my patients also, you know, rely on their religious beliefs or that community. And then there's, of course, social media. And although social media tends to be, you know, mostly people sharing the bright and shiny aspects of their lives, there is this very robust community of us doing lots of work to change the cultural conversation on social media. And, you know, that can be a really helpful resource for people who are in the immediate aftermath of loss or even years later.
Mother Jennifer Westman was pregnant with her little girl Zoe when she received news that would change her life forever.
We made it to 13 weeks and we started celebrating. We made it to 16 weeks, finally made it to 20 weeks, halfway point, and 1 week later, in the middle of the night, my water broke. Went to the doctor, not knowing what was going on, and they confirmed that it, in fact, was my amniotic fluid, and they had recommended to terminate the pregnancy. At this point, of course, I'm just confused, outraged. I would never wish those words on anyone. Secondly, I'm not going to terminate the pregnancy. I'm gonna let nature take its course and see what happens. So I went home and prayed and wished and reached out to my social media network asking for some support and just positive vibes, you know, that my body would not naturally go into labor. Sadly, 5 days later, my body did go into labor. So we got to the hospital and delivered a little 1 pound baby girl, Zoe James. She looked like an angel. She had a few quick breaths in my arms and then she passed away. Just holding her, you know, it's sad. You know, it's very, very sad. The nurses, I remember they were grabbing my phone and they just started taking pictures of such an intimate moment that I wouldn't think that I would be grateful for. But looking back on it, I'm so glad that they did, because it's set every year, you know, on her birthday that I look at those pictures and it brings back so many special memories. And then just studying her, you know, her little eyelashes and her, you know, fingernails and her long toes. for being 1 pound, they're perfect.
Her one piece of advice for all mothers out there: you're not alone.
Just because it happens once doesn't mean you're going to have another tragedy again. But I understand the struggle. It's out there, you know, trying to create your family, trying to do what's natural with your body, and the hope, you know. But I hope that you know, I looked at other women that were pregnant and after a loss, and they gave me hope. So it can happen.
And now, pregnant with another baby girl due in November, Jennifer says she has faith. She has an angel watching over her.
She certainly does in baby Zoe. I wanted to mention Dr. Zucker, the doctor I interviewed in that piece. The little girl who you saw at her side was the child that she had after she miscarried. So that is another message of hope for all of the women out there. And this is the first time I had shared on television that I have also had a miscarriage. It's not an easy thing to talk about, but if they can talk about it, so can I, and so can everybody else. It's 1 in 4. It's very common, and there is life after miscarriage, so don't give up.
Well, then I'll talk about it as well, because we lost a pregnancy too. And what I found, which we learned in the story there, is you don't talk about it.
Right.
But when you're ready to talk about it, you find out how many more people have gone through it. That's what surprised me. As I talked about it, they said, we lost one too, and we lost one too. And it's incredible how common it is and how many have gone through it, yet we're hesitant to talk about it.
Right. Well, we shouldn't be, because we're all in this together.
And did it help?
Thank you.
Does it help to talk?
It helps.
It helps.
I didn't know that about Joe.
Right, I didn't know either.
It helps. And I think it just gives you the support that you didn't know you needed. And we all deal with grief in different ways. But to have somebody by your side to walk that journey with you, it's incredibly powerful. So thank you, Joe. And thank you to those mothers for sharing their story and inspiring the rest of us to do the same.
And thank you both for sharing. That's awesome.
By the way, I wanted to mention, Jennifer says if you want to follow her, start that difficult conversation, you can do so. Help other mothers start that tough conversation. She has an Instagram she started for baby Zoe, and it's @lifeforzoe.
Let's take a deep breath.
There we go.
How do you do that, Rob?
There we go. Yeah.